think now, looking back, we did not fight the enemy. We fought ourselves. And the enemy was in us. The war is over for me now, but it will always be there the rest of my days. As I'm sure Elias will be, fighting with Barnes for what Ra called possession of my soul. There are times since I felt like a child born of those two fathers. But be that as it may, those of us who did make it have an obligation to build again, to teach to others what we know, and to try with what's left of our lives to find a goodness and meaning to this life.
You are listening to Adagio for Strings, along with narration by Charlie Sheen from the 1986 feature film Platoon. Its haunting melody brings one closer to the pain and devastation that was the Vietnam War. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha, and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and war. In the spring of 1963, Bob Dylan released an album just as the U.S. was about to enter the Vietnam War. It included a song, Masters of War, that is a powerful piece of music and has remained an anthem against wars over the many decades since Vietnam.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Music has been an important part of warfare and the soldier's life since the dawn of history. Even the instruments on which it is played have themselves been symbolic. A regiment's drums are second only to its colors as an emblem of honor and tradition. For the dedication ceremony for the Church of Christ the Savior in Moscow, Peter Tchaikovsky wrote the 1812 Overture. The music was to set the tone for the celebrations around the new church, which was erected with public donations in thanksgiving for and commemoration of the Russian victory over Napoleon in the War of 1812. By the time he came to the United States in 1891 to play Carnegie Hall, Tchaikovsky was kind of like a modern-day pop star.
Thank you.
Robert E. Lee once remarked that without music, there would have been no army. And certainly, music was a large part of life during the war between the states, both in the camps and at home. Not only was it a major source of entertainment, it was also a way to give voice to feelings that words alone often could not express. During the Civil War, singing was one of the soldiers' favorite ways to pass time. Some were of a morale high. Others were sad and sentimental songs that were sung when thinking of home or loved ones. Stephen Foster's melodies are very much a part of American history and culture. And all in all, he composed some 200 songs, including O Susanna, Jenny with the Light Brown Hair, and Camptown Races. Though he virtually invented popular music as we recognize it today, Foster's personal life was tragic. His marriage was largely unhappy. He never made much money from his work. And he died at the age of 37, a nearly penniless alcoholic on the Bowery in New York. a wish. Maybe it is pointless to wish for lasting peace, for all mankind to lay down arms, for all fighting to cease. I could despair of seeing peace throughout the land, no longer hearing talk of war, blood mixed with desert sand. We do not have the tolerance for cultures not our own. Seeds fly on an ill wind from beds where they are sown. Hope lies in a child's heart, not yet turned to stone, a mind free of prejudice, a child not alone. If all children of the world held each other's hand, they could do what we could not, make a brotherhood of man. Maxine Kendall. During World War II, Glenn Miller and other big bands of the era played amongst the American troops abroad as well as those at home. When the Lights Go Out All Over the World was a tremendous song of hope, looking forward to the end of World War II with its blackouts and its soldiers returning home.
Boys are home again, all over the world. And rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above. A kiss won't mean goodbye, but hello to love. When the lights go on again, all over the world, ships will sail again all over the world. Then we'll have time for things like wedding rings, and free hearts will sing when the lights go on again.
The Vietnam War has been called America's first rock and roll war because of the predominance of rock music that permeated the American experience at that time. Music has always provided needed relief during wartime, but in the later stages of the Vietnam War, there was no such unity as music had done in the past. This was the first war in which GIs listened to anti-war and protest songs while fighting in the conflict. In previous wars, music had always been supportive, but that changed with the Vietnam War. I hope you have enjoyed the show today, Music and War. And remember, we are going to have peace even if we have to fight for it. Dwight D. Eisenhower. And until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know how you are enjoying the show, and if you'd like me to explore a specific theme, you can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people
people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.